Want more Hamish in Paris?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Now listen, kids say.
It's time for another round of Stuff Kids Say. This is where we try and dive into the brains of my kids and see if we can work out what's going on there. I can give you the theme of today's conversation. Where they go with it, well, that's completely up to them. The theme, of course, is Easter today, and I've got two kids, Sam, who's 7, nearly 8, Adam, 5, nearly 6. So this is their very special take on what goes on Easter.
What do you get on Easter?
Chocolate eggs.
How many chocolate eggs is enough chocolate eggs to have?
8,099.
Addie, how many do you want?
9,099.
9,099. Any advance on 9,099, Sammy?
2 billion.
2 billion chocolate eggs. Who brings the chocolate eggs?
Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
What does the Easter Bunny look like?
He looks like a bunny with rabbit ears.
Why are you talking that accent, you weirdo?
I know what he has to get all the Easter eggs around. A cannon full of Easter eggs.
Do you want to wish everybody a happy Easter?
Happy Easter!
No! Happy April Fool's Day!
That was like 8 weeks ago.
Okay, I think we've all learned something from that. Your Easter eggs get delivered via cannon. And it's either Happy Easter or Happy April Fool's Day, depending on how you feel about the matter, I guess. And the going rate, the going number of Easter eggs that is appropriate as a gift, a couple of billion. So good luck with that. That would make the Easter egg hunt that you may do around your back garden last a long, long time.
Oi! Oi! I'm still into that.
With Oi, I'm Still Into That, what we do is showcase something that was a bit of a fad back in the 90s, maybe the noughties, something like that, and see if people are still getting around it, still having some fun with it. And to be honest, when I thought of this one yesterday, I'm like, ooh, I reckon someone will call. I don't know now, though. I'm having second thoughts about it because this is something that was actually invented in the 70s, mid-70s, and it went gangbusters then. It had some time off, and it came back heavily in the 90s, and I have a funny feeling it just keeps coming back on a cycle every couple of years. So we might have some luck here, we might not, but I want to know if there's somebody still rocking a mood ring.
You are about to witness the most amazing man-made jewelry ever created, the original multicolor mood ring. This is the ring that senses your deepest feelings. Scientifically developed, the incredible chroma stone senses thermal changes deep within your body, reflects all your mood changes in a fascinating kaleidoscope of color.
The mood ring, it's a ring that contains a thermochromic element, like a liquid crystal, something like that, changes colors based on the temperature of the finger of the wearer. It's the ring that governs how good a mood that you are actually in. If somebody said to you, how are you feeling today? That ring would tell you. You just look down at your mood ring and go, well, I'm a little blue, which apparently is good for a mood ring. I think the darker colours like black or brown, no good. I'm assuming red's not good either, if there is a red. All right, so 13, 12, 16. I want to know if there's still somebody that is wearing a mood ring, knows somebody that has a mood ring and uses it. 13, 12, 16. Luke is on the line on 13, 12, 16. Mate, is it you that had a mood ring or somebody that you knew?
It's not me. It's my best friend's wife. She still wears them.
Still wears a mood ring?
Still wears them. It doesn't really change colour anymore. It's got a bit stingy, but she loves them.
Yeah, right. Okay. So do you, when it worked a little better than it does now, did you just check the finger just to see what kind of mood she was in before engaging in any sort of conversation?
Well, it just always was black, so I don't know if it's not working, but yeah.
Maybe she's just steadily in one mood. I'm not quite sure which mood that is when it's a black mood ring, but I'm guessing it's not good.
No, it's pretty evil.
And now I've got Kate on the line. Kate, are you still rocking a mood ring?
I'm not. Mm. I was given one, though, about a year ago. I personally don't wear it.
Right.
But I do work with two females who have the nail polish that changes colour with the temperature.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Okay, so you can get mood-related nail polish.
Yeah, it's like the new thing. It's the 21st century.
Oh, okay. We've updated it.
Yeah.
All right. So what happens? Do all their fingers change to the same colour? Or what happens if one finger goes...
Lord, I would hope so.
One finger goes one colour on one hand and then another finger on the other hand is a different colour? I mean...
I'm not sure, but one of them has really long nails, so the tips are a different colour to the actual nail bed.
Nah, that's just too confusing. It's too confusing.
It is.
We need to go old school, back to the mood ring.
Yeah, I agree.
It wasn't so long ago we were talking about how Arnott's have next leveled your biscuit experience by turning some of your favourite biscuits into milks, flavoured milks, Ice Vovo being one of them. Well, if you thought, well, that was the end of it, well, no. Think again, because they've gone another level in time for Easter. Now they've turned some of your favourite biscuits into chocolate blocks. They've gone with the wagon wheel, which I totally understand. I would love to have a wagon wheel and a chocolate block. But they've also done the iced Vovo. Okay. Scotch finger. I don't know. Ginger nut. Yes. Okay. I get that. But a ginger nut biscuit in a chocolate block. But then the one that I don't understand is they've gone Jats. Jats, you have to add something to in order to taste better. Why would you put Jats in a chocolate block? Although if you're adding the chocolate to it, that might make it taste a little better. In fact, guaranteed to. I just don't understand. When you've got a mint slice amongst your catalogue of biscuits, why would you then go, you know what, let's put a Jats in a chocolate block. That'll get them flocking in to buy them off the shelves. You know what, with all the other ones, though, I think it's only while stocks last, and they're not going to last long because they do sound very, very tasty, and they're cheap as. It's only about $5 for a block. So get around that for Easter. If there are any on supermarket shelves, there'll be plenty of the Jats ones. But for the others, who knows? They're probably sold out. Hello, Hit FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ashley from the Highfields Football Club. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good.
What can I do for you this morning?
Hey, we've got a bit of an event coming up on the 27th of April. We've got our first home games out of our new facility there, and we're looking to celebrate. Just wondering if you guys would be keen to put together a bit of a team for a bit of football activity.
A bit of a team, okay. So we're talking about the round ball game, aren't we? So
certainly, yeah. Certainly, the world game.
The world game, yeah, okay. Well, I have played a very limited season, and thankfully it was rained out a lot of soccer just recently, and I'm no good. Does that matter?
Oh, look... You said a limited amount of football. I think you've just come off the end of a rigorous over 35s competition, haven't you, Hamish?
I have. Oh, so you know. Okay. Did we happen to go up against each other at any point in time?
Look, we may have played a bit of football against each other, okay. But definitely the talk of the town. Don't worry.
Well, you know, the level of football I play and the level of skill I bring to the game, and it's not much.
Look, it's definitely a beautiful competition, the over 35s. It gives somewhere for everyone to be.
Yes, yes. And for me, it's on the bench. All right. Well, look, I can't speak for Paris because obviously she's... Yes, I can. I'll speak for Paris. Yeah, we'll put a team together. Don't know who's going to be on it. What kind of... Are we playing a full game? Like are we?
Oh, look, we were thinking maybe a little bit of a seven-a-side exhibition game out there, if that's all right. We're thinking of putting together a bit of a who's who of Highfield, you know, a few of, we've got a pretty handy canteen convener that wouldn't mind having a crack there. Got a few lifetime members and that kind of thing.
Yep.
So, happy for you to put together a team, see what you can come up with.
All right, well, leave it with us. We've got, when's the event again?
27th of April.
27th.
So,
We got a week to put a team together.
Plenty of pre-season time there.
Yes, put a team together, have a training session. That won't happen. And then do it. Okay, well, we're in. We'll officially accept the challenge. Paris has been playing soccer for a long time, so as long as she's well enough, she'll be in, I'm in, and then all we have to do is find five more players. Leave it with me. Ashley, thanks for the call.
Awesome, really appreciate it.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.